This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live. You may dial toll free. Take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm, where you can join. And as I say, talk about anything you want. That's the point here on Free Talk Live. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
I'm Laurel.
I'm Johnson.
So, Laurel, let's give a recap here for our listeners maybe just tuning in at the very beginning of the show. We started at what I would call a propaganda piece by NPR, where they are talking about...
Do they ever do anything else?
Sure. I mean, sometimes they get some pretty fair reporting on, like, local issues here in New Hampshire. But, yeah, they're definitely pro-government because, you know, obviously they're funded to some extent by tax dollars. Now, I think it's only, like, 10%, so they could cut themselves loose if they wanted to. But, I mean, who doesn't want free money? So... The article is about the IMF looking at sort of the global financial situation and some people complaining because capitalism is failing, they said.
And they said it's becoming too capitalist, that there are corporations that are making too much money.
And they're giving examples of these corporations with what they call market power, that basically is defined by how able the corporation is to raise prices above what a normal competitive market would allow for. Meaning they've got some sort of special ability, some kind of protection by government. But yet they're not talking about that in NPR. They're not calling it monopoly power. They're calling it market power. And they're just making it sound like these corporations have gotten this way because that's the way it is. And they're just big because they're big.
Well, they're saying they're greedy is what they're implying. That they're raising prices because they can and they don't care about the people.
Right, but they're suggesting, what they're suggesting is that it's the market that has allowed this.
Uh-huh.
That it's, look, they've got all this market power. They have done this through the market. And what they've done is they've gotten power through governmental processes.
And actually, IMF agrees with you, as they said. So continuing on with the article, there's nothing, it says, yeah, this is actually kind of surprising that it says this. There's nothing inherently wrong with a product being provided by a bigger company. If that's the most efficient way it's done, economists usually don't pass judgment. But the IMF says increased concentration is having nasty side effects that are slowing growth. When companies
increased concentration of what?
I don't know. I think they mean increased concentration of power, increased concentration of market share in fewer companies. When companies build stable pipelines of profits and don't have to worry about competition, then they don't have to invest and innovate as much.
That's true.
Others, but then, you know, some of the biggest companies right now are also the biggest innovators, and that would be the tech companies. Aren't they on the...
Are they, though?
Aren't they on the edge of what
I mean, tech companies are not subject to monopoly control in monopoly situations in most circumstances. Mm-hmm. Tech companies are one of the least regulated sets of industries out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you create a piece of software... Thankfully, in the United States, there's not a software licensing board that you have to go in front of to get some sort of software review by a bureaucrat who's going to go over your code and make sure that it's blah, blah, blah. So there's like, you know, the FCC does regulate electronic devices to some extent to make sure they don't purportedly interfere with one another. But we're not talking about devices. We're talking about software. You're talking about Google and things like that.
People just don't understand yet how much their safety is at risk when these unregulated coders are able to create software. If people understood how much danger there actually was around the software.
Well, this is what they would say if they wanted to create regulations. And we are seeing news coming out of, like, there's going to be headline.
It's what they say about everything that they create these licenses with.
Right.
And there's always very little danger.
Right, that they need.
Because the licenses don't really do anything because they're not magic.
So here's a headline from CNET.com, the UK to unleash internet safety czar on Google, Facebook, and Twitter. So they're not going to regulate their software per se, but they are going to regulate what they do with it. and tell them how they can implement the SOX. So it's they're already, the tendrils of the state are getting into these areas.
They're basically, they're saying, well, America needs to have an advantage somewhere, right? So if Europe starts regulating their software industry, you know, we can be assured that Europe will not be a leader in innovation in software.
You know, it's interesting on the discussion of the copyright Article 13 in the European Parliament. A lot of the discussion was very anti-American. They were saying all these tech companies are in the United States and they think they can do anything they want.
Well, that's going to be the problem, Johnson, is it's not going to benefit Americans when Europe cracks down on these companies, because the companies will likely just implement the European scheme across the whole planet.
I don't know about that. A lot of companies talked about pulling out. Yeah.
Well, that'd be great if they actually did that.
It's becoming too cumbersome for them.
Okay.
You know, like the benefits are, you know, don't outweigh the, you know.
There's costs.
There's just so much cost. I mean, there's so much cost to just being involved with Europe. And there's not that much profit because of these regulations that even complying with them, it just doesn't make sense.
Well, I
it's
hope
stopping, it's starting to, like, they've made it so bad that now it doesn't even make economic sense. So it's like, well, bye.
Just leave.
And a lot of what they're talking about with Article 13, they're giving these directives and there's no way to implement them. So I think maybe some of the tech companies are like, we really can't.
Right.
So the last sentence of this paragraph, I think you're going to like, Ian. Mm. Others warn economic power leads to political power, which can lead to another kind of moat that blocks competition. Well, they don't really say what that moat is, but I think we all know.
Regulations.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Regulations that are under the guise of improving the industry, but really that's there for
protection.
Eliminating.
They don't protect the consumers, as they want you to believe. They're actually just protecting the establishment. And we go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Matthew in Louisiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Matthew.
Yeah, how about that, y'all? Just talking about tech, and I was just going to tell you my experiences with Facebook.
Yeah,
and
sure.
Why I deleted the app from my tablet.
Okay.
I knew that they were data mining me, okay? I was like, all right, this is part of the deal. They're not charging me for this, but so they want some data for me. So they can sell me stuff, I guess. You know, and I really confuse them as to what to sell me because my mind wanders a lot. And what bothered me the most, however, was when I was not on the app, the app was still on, monitoring everything my tablet was doing and draining the battery flat. I was like, oh, come on, man. Is not off, does not off mean off to you guys? And apparently with Facebook, no, off does not mean off like it does to everybody else.
So yeah, and this was just your tablet, right? Your tablet doesn't have GPS on it.
Well, it does, but I mean, does. It doesn't
leave a lot of tablets house. Don't. Yeah, a lot of tablets don't have GPS, but Facebook wants to know where you are at all times now, too.
Kind of creepy.
Right. Yeah, which room you're in. Which, you know, Google has that kind of granular detail on you. You know, Sundar Pichai probably knows what I look like nude, and that probably keeps him up at night. Like, oh, God, I can't unsee that. But
so you said you uninstalled their app. You're still using their program on a desktop computer?
I check in once a month.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah,
sounds like you've got it under control.
Really changes. You know, my son, he always posts something from WWE. He's a big WWE fan. Mm-hmm. My sister-in-law will have some, you know, cute cat picture. And that's about it. My good friends have important messages for me. No, they don't.
Yeah, every now and then I'll hear about, like, some drama going on Facebook, and I tend to agree with you. You know, the same stuff continues to go on there. People are in the libertarian world arguing with one another about, you know, relatively inconsequential things rather than, you know, actually getting things done. They're spending more time picking each other apart than, you know, focusing on what they want to accomplish.
I finally left for that reason. It was
you left Facebook entirely?
Yeah. Well, I have a separate account. It's just a small one where I'm only friends with my family and with just a couple of other people. I have, like, you know, on this little account, I've got like 10 Facebook
friends. I gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. So sounds like y'all got it under control. Matthew, thanks for sharing your call with us tonight. And when I uninstalled the Facebook app, it was years before I actually quit Facebook. So it was probably one of the earlier steps that I took. And one of the things that got me to uninstall it was the fact that they then decided to split the app into at least three different apps. And they kept growing the size of the original app. So it ended up being hundreds of megabytes in size. And, like, what is it doing exactly? Why does it keep getting so large? What is the problem with this app? You know, how much spying is it doing? I have no idea. I had no idea. It got rid of it. And you can replace it with free apps that kind of do the same thing.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com. If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you will not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. Themorganreport.com. Themorganreport.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in, toll free, bring up whatever is on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. And if you are an individual who rejects the initiation of force and you agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, then you ought to check out liberty.menu. It is a tool for the liberty community to allow you to share the thing that you do, the thing that you want to share with folks. Maybe it's your digital content that you create. Perhaps it is the business that you run or the event that you run or want to promote. You can create an entry for any of those categories over at liberty.menu. Plus, listings can be rated and reviewed, and there's a bit of a social networking aspect there, so you can connect and share with others. It's liberty.menu. You can use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, and get a special listener badge there at liberty.menu. Let's go back to your calls and thoughts. Sarah is in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes, as I had mentioned before, that I'm really calling the show to reach the listeners. Especially
right, you don't actually want to talk to us. You just want to get a message out.
I mean, what is it tonight? One of the things that I brought up is that we need to pay our legislature a salary.
And well, why don't you give them some money then? I mean, you get all this money from the government. Why don't you just turn it right back around to them?
What are you talking about? I have hardly enough to live on. I could barely, after I pay my rent, there's nothing hardly.
Well, I mean, if you can't scrape together some money for the legislature, then you obviously don't care that much. You want somebody else to do it?
Well, I mean, look, we're the only.
Are you saying you can't find $5 that you could send to a poor, starving legislator?
Well, look, do you like to, how come you go to the hotel? Do you like to work for free? You want to work for free just to pay your rent and buy food and tell you what you could spend? Is that how what you like?
A lot of people do volunteer work. I would say Americans do like volunteer work.
Wait, why do you think it's okay to work partially for free?
Well, I mean, what I'm saying is I'm saying this worked like 100 years ago.
I get what you're saying, but if you don't think it's okay to work for free, why is it okay to work and have half of your paycheck taken from you to go to causes that you may or may not support? Why is that okay? Why is it that you get to choose what other people's money goes to?
I'm trying to think about our legislature. Okay, they're working for free right now, but they're doing an inefficient job. So it takes
they get paid a per diem rate.
They're not working for free.
And they don't work full-time. It's the legislature in New Mexico is not full-time.
So you're lying when you say they don't get paid. They do get paid, and you know it.
Okay, but look,
Let's just go right beyond the fact that I was telling a lie. All right, next.
Okay, how is the okay, if they're always with a school paying job, how are they supposed to pay their bill if all the money goes to hotel and gas and traveling expense?
Okay, different states handle this differently, and there are states where they do pay like a regular salary, and those legislators work full time so that they can justify their full time salaries.
So
and I'm not sure that is a good thing when in other states they manage to do it in a much shorter period of time.
Right.
So what's the advantage? Having more laws? Yeah.
One, boo-hoo. Two, take out a loan. Go into debt like most other Americans have.
How about share the hotel room? How about, six of them climb into bed together?
How about don't make as many laws?
Well, yeah, that'd be nice. Yeah. How about they just go home?
How come you go to the Acapulco and stay in hotels and eat at restaurants? Why don't you work for free? You want everybody else to work for free. You want them to be treated like garbage. You need to
actually, we went to Acapulco. They paid for our tickets, but I paid for most of the food that I ate while I was there.
And Sarah, I'm a volunteer here. I don't get paid.
You need to work for free. You need to work for volunteer. Why do you get paid to eat at restaurants and stuff like that? That's not fair.
Well, we do offer you like a gas stipend, but you've refused it.
I've declined. But I'm just letting her know that some people work for free.
Right.
Well,
because they want to. And here in New Hampshire, the state legislator, they get a small amount of money. It's not really commensurate with what they're doing. However, there's a lot of competition on election day. So obviously there are plenty of people who would be happy to do this
to get the small amount of pay.
Right.
For their government. That's how they see it. They're doing a service for their community and they are happy to volunteer to do it. In fact, they're fighting over it to the point where there's elections. So the states where they're paying $60,000 to $70,000 per person, like how it is in California and Pennsylvania, isn't that just a big waste of money when in places like New Hampshire, they get their legislature for a lot less?
Well, what I'm speaking to the voters is I'm not arguing with you again. I'm not arguing with you guys, okay, because you guys live in New Hampshire. Okay, I'm talking to the voters of New Mexico. Our state is
better. Okay, so I actually don't know off the top of my head how much the legislators get paid in New Mexico.
$100 a year in New Hampshire, I'll tell you that. Plus, there's a gas stipend in New Hampshire. New Mexico gets a daily stipend. We've looked it up before, and it's, you know, it's nothing small. Like, it's a decent, I'll pull it up for you.
So they're actually getting more in New Mexico than they are in New Hampshire. So this is actually a good comparison.
Maybe. I'm not sure what it all shakes out to.
For this discussion. But if you're saying they're not making enough.
$161 a day in New Mexico.
Okay.
And they're together for a few months, I think, at a time. I believe they.
Probably once every 2 years.
Months.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is that this is holding our state back.
How?
Because we need to make it. Okay, because they
all. She wants more laws.
She's gunning to get her name out there on the radio so that she can run for office so she can get that sweet $161 a day.
Well, she wants to raise it. She wants to get more
and
than
then
that.
And raise it, yeah. So
but,
she
I mean,
can steal from the taxpayers, too.
This took 100 years ago when everybody
steal more,
took horses. I mean. 3 weeks to ride a horse and buggy to Santa Fe. 3 weeks. Okay, all they had was cow farms. All they had was ranches. They did everything in a month. Next year, they did everything in 2 months. And they rode the horse back. It worked well 110 years ago. You know, this is holding our state back. We
How?
Need to
How's it holding your state back? Be more specific.
She's right. It's holding the state back because if the state government had more time to pass more laws,
they'd be like California, which has a crazy number of regulations and laws because they have a full-time legislator that wants to justify their salaries. California legislators make the most, I think, in the country.
I mean, people are still keeping a large portion of their income. The state is clearly failing. And
what, New Mexico?
I mean, if people are keeping any of their money and are able to make choices for themselves, can you imagine the horror? People have to stop making choices for themselves and stop being able to spend their own money on whatever they want willy-nilly. We have to make sure that the state gets all the power and all the money.
That's what Sarah's proposal is.
So
right.
Sarah, where I really disagree with you is that you seem to be, your theory seems to be predicated on the idea that being a state legislator should be a full-time job. Just completely for the whole 2 years of each session, it should be a full-time job. And I strongly disagree with that. I think that it should be just maybe a couple of weeks every 2 years the way that it is in Texas.
How about we just get rid of it entirely? I mean, what's the point? It's just an old, stupid, violent tradition that people hold on to. They cling to the state because they're afraid of what would happen without it. And to me, that's an exciting possibility of what would happen without this just wretched old idea that needs to go away. Maybe it'll go away sometime in our lifetimes, but that's pretty optimistic. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
A day after Notre Dame Cathedral was gutted by fire, French President Emmanuel Macron is committing to rebuilding the landmark within 5 years. Macron made his pledge in a televised address that was translated into English.
French people, men and women, and all you, also foreigners, those who love France and Paris, what I'm telling you is I share your sorrow, and I also share your hope.
Bill Cosby's insurance company has settled another lawsuit filed by a female accuser a week before the imprisoned comedian was set to give a deposition in the case, prompting Cosby to call the insurer complicit in a scheme to destroy him. New York has passed a congestion tax charging motorists who drive in the downtown area in an effort to cut back on gridlock and pollution. Now Los Angeles, San Francisco, Philly, Boston, Seattle, and Portland are all considering similar fees. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. The Kentucky Derby is the pinnacle of horse racing. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to witness the Kentucky Derby in person. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000. Use it to purchase your dream home or pay off your mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com. The fashion, the mint juleps, the parties. This is your opportunity to experience it all firsthand, thanks to the Rocket Mortgage Home Stretch Sweepstakes. Enter for your chance to win $250,000 and one of 20 VIP trips to the Kentucky Derby. The Rocket Mortgage Home Stretch Sweepstakes. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Homestretchsweepstakes.com. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want here. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. You jump into one of those rooms, you'll sound like you're sitting here in the studio with us. It's Ian here.
I'm Laurel.
And I'm Johnson.
As we continue talking about the economy and specifically big corporations that are just humongous and protected from any real competition by government, and therefore they're able to gain what some economists call market power, the ability to raise prices beyond what they would be able to get away with in a competitive marketplace. Laurel, there was more to that story that you wanted to share with us. Also, I wanted to make sure that our listeners know about AnyPay, because if you are in the world of retail, if you still have a brick-and-mortar, mom-and-pop store where people come in and buy things, buy products or services, then if you want to take cryptocurrency at your point of sale, there is one system that is the best, and I've tried them all. AnyPay.global. It's a great little system programmed actually by some friends of the show, actually some co-hosts of ours. In fact, next week, both the guys from AnyPay are going to be here in the studio hosting this very Tuesday night show next week. So they're great guys, and longtime listeners know Derek J. Freeman very, very well from his regular hosting of Free Talk Live. If you've never listened to Free Talk Live before, then you don't know who I'm talking about. You'll find out. Meanwhile, go to helpmetakebitcoin.com. They've got iOS and Android apps The sign up is as easy as it could be. We're talking username and password. There's no application. There's no forms to fill out. There's no waiting. You just let right in. You put your cryptocurrency wallet addresses in the back end of the system at helpmetakebitcoin.com, and then you load the app on your tablet device at your checkout. And that's it. You're taking Bitcoin. You're taking Zcash, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and others, if you want. It's up to you which ones you want to take. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. All right, so let's continue. Laurel, you had a little bit more to your story about the IMF deregulation and these mega corporations.
Yep, so the last section of the article, there's a header that says, okay, IMF, are you going to fix it? It says the IMF's recommendations are a far cry from saying we need to start breaking up companies. Instead, they say countries should ensure a level playing field, and they offer some pretty modest ways to do that.
Okay, well, that, first of all, is not advocating for deregulation, right?
But we're getting all to right. that. Including cutting red tape on startups,
right.
opening up trade restrictions, and potentially loosening intellectual property and patent laws.
Those are all good suggestions.
Yes. That's basically it. A growing chorus of American wonks have been calling for more aggressive antitrust enforcement, and then the NPR...
Go through that list of the things again, the three things or whatever that they should do.
Cutting red tape on startups. I think they should just cut red tape on everybody.
Right.
Opening up trade restrictions and potentially loosening intellectual property and patent laws.
Right. All of those things would be very, very good for business,
mm-hmm.
Especially for the newbies, for the people that... Because normally when you hear a politician say level the playing field, what they mean is to actually make it more difficult on upstarts, on people that are getting into a business. Because the playing field isn't necessarily going to be level on a sort of natural basis, right? Somebody's going to have an advantage because of whatever position they happen to be in.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe they earned that position. Maybe they worked real hard to become a market leader, not monopoly, because, again, monopolies generally happen when governments enforce them.
Right. Well, so often they level the playing field with more government interference. So what the IMF is suggesting...
But it doesn't level the playing field anyway, because it raises the bar for everybody else.
Right. So what the IMF is suggesting is less government interference, which I think is awesome. It's great. It's great to hear that from the IMF.
I doubt anyone's going to listen, but, because government doesn't have an incentive to do those things. The government's incentive is to continue to create more regulations because they want more bureaucrats. Every bureaucrat manager wants to have more bureaucrats underneath them. Mm-hmm. They want to have a bigger budget for their bureaucracy. And so in order to get bigger budgets, they have to have more people. And in order to have more people, they need to have more regulations. And so their interest is to continue to increase the size and the scope of their influence and their so-called authority over whatever industry. So, I mean, the idea that some bureaucrat's going to get in there and actually call for his own job to be eliminated or call for his co-workers' jobs to be eliminated, they'd put his head on a pike.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the teachers' union, for instance, in the government schools, they don't want to hear anything about cuts to anything, anywhere. And the only time you can get a teacher to support a cut is what we've seen happen, and Johnson, I think you've been there for some of these meetings.
I've been every single one.
Yeah,
so
okay, that's what I thought. Didn't we skip this year, or did you go this year?
I don't know.
Most everybody skipped it this year. But every year up until this year, we've been going to these school board meetings where they have whatever the proposed budget is.
That's right, because it was supposed to be in March, right?
Early March. So they have this proposed budget, and then there's usually a slightly larger proposed budget, but they're always bigger. Like, the proposed budget's bigger than last year's budget, and then there's the other budget, which has other things in it. And so you'll see the teachers fight over where the extra money goes to. So that's the only time you'll hear a teacher argue against another side of the government getting larger is they want the money for their side of the government. So it shouldn't go to the music class. It should go to the physical education class. Oh, no. The music teacher says it should go to the music class. Physical education is not as important as music. So therefore, this is the kind of fighting.
Right.
It's the only thing you see. You see them squabbling over the scraps.
Right.
There's nobody ever saying, well, we need to cut the government by 1%.
See, this is one of the things that baffles me about when the states talk about education is they brag about how much they're spending, and they'll say this other state is spending more, we should spend more.
Right.
If it were actual competition, if it were capitalist, then people would be bragging over the higher quality for less money. I mean, it's crazy that people are bragging about how much they're spending for something that's not better.
I don't know if I would use the term capitalist.
Competition.
If there was a market and there were competition, because, you know, you can have different forms of organization that, mm-hmm. you know, some people wouldn't necessarily say right off the bat that that's capitalist. Like, if it was a commune, you know, would that right. be capitalist?
No. I don't know, but one school competing against another, I think I would call capitalist.
Well, that's
like, what are you getting for your money?
I mean, capitalism just has to do with organizing, you know, economies, right?
Putting capital into something
right.
is what you would have to do for a school.
So, I mean, but if it was run by communists, would it really be considered capitalism?
I don't know. This is like one of those riddles.
Yeah, so... capitalism is an economic or political system in which a country's trade and industry are controlled by private owners for profit rather than by the state. That's a definition of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it's not for profit, then is it capitalism? I don't think so.
That's a good question, because a lot of private schools are nonprofit,
yeah.
so they're not trying to make more money, but they're trying to get more students, and they're trying to get more clout, and they're trying to offer the best
price.
Well,
they still get paid.
They do still get paid.
Yeah. So the administrators and teachers are still collecting a paycheck, but it's non-profit.
But no private school ever, like, brags that they charge more than everybody else.
Right.
Which is what
yeah,
the states are doing
happen.
About their public schools.
That's true.
You know, I like what's happening in the New Hampshire legislature, where there are some, you know, Democratic organizations and some Democratic bureaucrats, you know, who spend their time in Concord, who have been lamenting the fact that a lot of the House Republicans, which are actually not necessarily Republicans, are possibly, you know, hidden libertarians from the Free State Project.
Or not so hidden. But yeah,
yeah. Or not so hidden whatsoever, have now popularized and made it, like, in lots of speeches on the House floor, the phrase taxation is theft.
I've heard about this. Dave Ridley called about it a couple weeks ago.
So there've been some very upset Democrat politicians.
Right.
And I thought it was funny. There was some news article about this, and I made a comment on it because I guess some of the Democrats thought that it would be, you know, a good thing that every time that the phrase is uttered, taxation is theft, that they would donate some small amount to a charity.
That's right, yeah.
And,
a liberal charity.
Some liberal charity. Yeah, it had to be a liberal charity that funded getting Democrats into office.
Oh, that's nice.
That's the irony,
yeah.
right? Of course, they're not really giving to charity. They're giving to
their own
re-election campaigns.
Campaign.
Yeah. But then what I thought was ironic on top of that, and I made a comment to this effect in an article, is that... it's funny that they're choosing to voluntarily donate to a charity, ironically proving that taxation is not needed to get people to fund causes
that they support.
Right. That you can do so voluntarily and without the theft
they don't realize,
of government.
Of course, that they're doing this. No, they don't realize the point that they're making.
Right.
855 453 as Antifa Dog says in the chat room, all competitive markets are not capitalism. I tend to agree, Free Talk.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. Ian Laurel and Johnson in studio tonight. And also want to make sure you know about all the cool features on our website, including our Discord server. We mention it a lot as a way to call in, but it's also a way for you to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners and some of the co-hosts. In fact, Johnson, you're in there as Tempest and Furnace. Mm-hmm. I'm in there as FTL underscore Ian. So we're always, or I'm frequently in there pretty much every day. And you can join the conversation. There's folks that you'll recognize, some of the callers, like Gene the Christian Anarchist. He's there pretty regularly. One of our next callers who's in the Discord, he's in there chatting as well. So jump on in there. There's different channels in which you can have topic-related conversations like cryptocurrency or gaming. New Hampshire, of course, we like New Hampshire a lot. And, of course, general chats as well for what's going on the air. People talking about that sometimes. It's all free, so head over to discord.lrn.fm and get started with that. There's an app that you can download for pretty much whatever operating system that you use. It's discord.lrn.fm. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We will start with Aaron. He's in the UK on our Discord line. Go ahead, Aaron.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Yeah, so I wanted to talk about how the education system is kind of like, just genuinely bad.
It's also pretty bad over there, huh? I believe it.
I mean, it's just, the schools and all that, they don't deal with bullies and anything like that,
You're saying you've been bullied and they've done nothing about it?
Yeah, mm-hmm. They've pretty much done nothing about it, and at one point we had to get the police involved and all that.
Did the police do anything about it?
Not that I'm aware of, but I think they have talked to them.
Well, it sounded better when you said you got the police involved. It sounded like something would have happened, but no, sadly.
What kind of bullying are you talking about where the police said you?
Just a bunch of racism, so.
Really? Being racist toward you?
Yeah.
Okay. That's unfortunate. Now, in the UK, are you forced to go to the government schools like you are here in the United States, unless your parents
there
have...
There is private schools.
Mm-hmm.
Can you homeschool?
I'm pretty sure if you don't have it.
Good question.
I think you can, but it's very difficult.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in some states in the United
also,
States.
I'm pretty sure you can get fined here for not going to school.
Yep, uh-huh. They'll do that. Yeah. That's what they were threatening you with, Laurel, if you're.
Yeah.
Your
if she missed too many days.
Right. But send cops. With fines.
Yeah.
And if you don't pay the fine, then the cops will arrest you.
Yep.
And then they'll take your kids from you, and then they'll claim you're a bad parent because you let the cops arrest you.
Because I took them to Disney World. Yep.
Yeah. If you ever made it to Disney World in the first place.
You know, with our school, I feel like a lot of it's just kind of revision and useless tests.
Uh-huh.
You know.
And how old are you, if you don't mind?
I'm 13.
13? Wow, sounds older than that.
Yeah, it does.
So you're 13 years old. What do they call that? Like here in the United States, they have grade levels. So they
I went for years.
They what?
Then we have something called years. We have like year six. Year six is just before secondary school.
Okay.
And so
what year are you in at age 13? What year is that?
Year 8.
Okay, got it.
Which is the second year of secondary school.
So you basically start at around age 5 then? That would be year 1 or is that year 0?
I think we start at year 1, we don't have a year 0.
Do you guys have, like, the grades like they have in the United States, like A, B, C, D, E, F, that you are awarded for?
We have marks instead of grades.
Are they letters, or are they, like, how do they...
No, they're just numbers, like something out of 50, or, you know.
Okay. So a score, a more numeric score, basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so
see,
like,
you learned that new
thing. Yeah, you're right, I was wrong.
I don't know what things are like over there.
So on a test, there'd basically be, you have 60 questions or whatever, and then you get a certain amount of points per question.
Hmm.
Right, so like 1 marks, 2 marks, blah, blah, blah. You know, you get extra marks for doing questions.
And so how many more years do you have? You're in level, or what was it, grade 8? How many more?
Where is this call coming from?
Right.
I'm just the UK.
UK, but where in the UK? I'm just curious. I'm trying to improve my guess on accents.
Why don't you take a crack at it?
Are you from the Birmingham area?
No, definitely not.
Damn it.
How are you training on this, Johnson? Are you listening to regional
dialects? I've been listening to different regional dialects and trying to pick up on accents. So wait, where are you from then in the UK, roughly?
God, I'm in a small town near London.
Okay. All right. So near the city.
Are you listening to us on the internet? How are you listening to us?
That's the only way it's possible.
I'm on Twitch.
Yeah.
Ah.
Hey, thanks for watching. By the way, I want to compliment you, Aaron. I mean, you're 13 years old, but you bring up better topics than 99% of the people who called on Twitch, because normally it's like fart noises and dropping F-bombs, and then, you know, we have the dump button, and we're really sad about that.
Yeah, it's 1:53 right now, so I'm probably going to go sleep.
Thanks for the call,
man.
Well, let's get back to bed. Appreciate it, man. That's Aaron there from the UK. And, it doesn't take a whole lot to, you know, call in and actually have a productive and interesting conversation and just, you know, saying the F word on the air, like most of the people who call from Twitch. It doesn't get us anywhere. So thanks for that, Aaron, for outshining most of your contemporaries.
Every so often I've had to call, it would be funny if it was the same kind of area, but there's a warehouse the company I work for has a warehouse.
ThinkPenguin.com.
Yeah, in Twickenham, which is actually right near London.
Okay.
And I've had to call there before and speak to some folk on the phone and listen to the accent. It's fun. It's always fun for me.
Does it range, or is it a pretty consistent accent?
It ranges. Yeah, it ranges because people. But
they
that
move
area.
Around.
Yeah. Yep.
Huh. So you want to join us? You can. Our toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Let's talk to Tom. He's in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
St. Vincent Catholic Charities in Michigan is suing the state of Michigan because the state funds adoption agencies, and they won't fund that one because on religious
Catholic.
Grounds,
mm-hmm.
That's correct. The religious grounds, the agency won't deliver the children into the hands of queers. And so the state said, oh, that's against the rules. You're not supposed to, quote, discriminate, unquote, against them. And one irony about this is if the queers are so upset that, you know, they don't get to have children, they knew that when they made that choice, and they can straighten out, and they know how to make a baby, a man and a woman. They should give that a try.
Maybe they don't want to make more babies. Maybe they want to adopt a child who could use some parents and some love and being taken out of a damn, you know, orphanage or some foster home or something like that.
And into something even worse, into the hands of homosexuals.
You are so despicable on this topic. I mean, haven't you ever met any gay people?
I don't go out of my way to meet them.
Yeah.
Because
don't go out of your house.
Choice.
Yeah, you know. yeah, I'm sorry. I've met plenty of gay people, and I think some of them were and would be very, very good parents, people who would love their children and raise them very well. I just, you know, you're a homophobe, Tom, and it's pretty sad.
No, I'm not a homophobe. I don't like queers. I'm not afraid of them.
What would you call that then?
I don't like queers. That is.
So like a gay hater? I mean, is there a word for that? Somebody who's not a homophobe? You're not afraid of them, but you sure are obsessed with them, and you sure do seem to have a lot of opinions that are negative about them.
Martin Luther King said, I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. And
mm-hmm.
those sickos...
Aren't you judging people by their sexual preferences?
That's the content of their character. They made the choice.
No, they didn't. And pretty much every gay person will tell you, everyone that I've ever talked to, will tell you that it wasn't a choice, that it was something that they were born with. Like, they're certain that they were attracted to people of the same sex as early as one can be attracted to somebody else, that they always felt that it was something that, you know, they couldn't avoid. You know, some people have tried to take classes or whatever, pray the gay away, or they've been forced into classes like that. And it doesn't work. In fact, we've seen stories where the people leading these classes will essentially relapse and finally admit that they were gay the whole time. They just tried to suppress it. And so, Tom, I question you. I wonder if you're suppressing something. Thanks for the call. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
He wants to have a relationship with a male officer.
A cop? Because he's into that, too.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Combine these two obsessions together. In the back of a cruiser.
Maybe.
Yeah. All right. So we're on the way here. 855-450, free like freedom. We're going to talk about the workers in America coming up. Free Talk Live.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.